And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What a weekend around Geelong. So much going on.
Oh, man, you are up amongst all of it.
Yeah, well, I just happened to sort of be on Paco on Saturday morning, so just saw the sights and sounds.
Lovely.
Do you know what? I've been in town for 9 years now
yeah.
in Geelong, and that was my first Paco Fest.
Really?
Yeah, or Paco Festa,
yeah.
as they call it. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Smelled so good.
Pierogies or...
No, we didn't eat. It was very early in the morning.
Dolmarties.
It was quite early. They were still setting up, but they'd started cooking and it did smell delicious.
Oh, it's delightful.
Saw our mates from Taste Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were down
Man,
there.
Man, that food is unreal. Whoa. Honestly, if you ever get a chance. God.
I was basically at the point where I was like, surely it's never too early for jerk chicken.
Never.
Anyway, so that was awesome. We did that, and I hope if you went down there too, you had a wonderful time. There was a great turnout.
Yeah.
Great turnout. But the other thing that we had to do, or the place we had to get to, was the race course on Saturday morning.
Mm.
So it went to Indy's ballet class, straight to Paco Festa, and then on to the race course at 11, because that's when Friend and Me, the charity that is inclusive, you know, community for children. Kids get left behind, you know, they don't want any kid get left behind. So they had a family fun day on, which we were mentioning on Friday. So Saturday morning from 11 o'clock at the race course. Good turnout for that as well.
Yeah.
Great to see so many happy faces.
Nice.
You know, Jumping Castle, Petting Zoo, you know, the concert, that kind of thing. It was really good. So cutting some laps there, and we had both girls with us, and, you know, it had been a big morning. And so Goldie is pretty hectic at the best of times. She's now about to tick over. I think today, actually, she's 19 months old. So
yeah.
I know. Today she's 19 months old. So running, talking, but very active.
Yeah.
And also the kind of 19-month-old that will grab a doll and walk over to her 3-year-old sister and just bludgeon her over the head with it. Just unprovoked, just like walk up and just be like, bang, stick it in your gob.
Okay.
Eat a Barbie. That kind of that kind of vibe, right?
Yeah. And that's so, just sisters.
Yeah, but that's also like second children.
Yeah.
As well, is my understanding.
Really?
Mm. And they
You're not a second child,
no,
though.
I'm not.
So
I'm a first child.
Such a first child thing to say.
First children are perfect.
Yeah, they
always
are.
Stop at
They're
one.
You're always right. That's
always, always tell my mum, should have stopped at one.
Mm.
Anyway, so Indy, our oldest, is sort of like quiet, beautiful. Like both our girls are beautiful, but she, Indy's really restrained and will sit there and do her colouring in and play with their Barbies and like doesn't really bother anyone. Whereas Goldie's like climbing on stuff and swinging from the rafters, that kind of like, come and give me a cuddle, bang, smack you in the face, that kind of. Anyway, so. We really got to keep an eye on her. And I was there, we were like walking around. Carly and Indy were in line to get fairy floss. And I was sort of trying to keep track of Goldie as she sort of ran through the crowd.
Yeah.
And keep her from under the feet of everyone. And so I took her over to the petting zoo. Meanwhile, Carly's like, oh, you should probably put something on socials for Karok. So I'm like, yeah, cool. All right.
Thank God Carly works for us, seriously.
Doing a filming around so everyone can see, you know, all the fun that everyone's having at this Friend in Me family day. And I've done that, and then I was like, put the caption in, and I'm waiting sort of for it to upload, and we're standing at the petting zoo. Obviously not in the petting zoo, because that costs.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a line.
You just get it for free.
So let the child stand on the outside and just sort of poke through the fence at at the rabbits and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's what she was doing. And then as I sort of looked away from my... pulled my phone down, I saw her just grab another child by the face. Just do a little, you know, like a, see what I'm doing here?
Yeah.
Like just a
grab the cheeks.
Yeah, grab the cheeks, but with the nails and stuff.
Yeah.
As she is wont to do sometimes, particularly with her sister. And the parents were right there and they're like, oh, no, no. And I was like, oh, geez. And I'm terribly sorry. Goodness me. No, Goldie, no, no, no. And that I like looked to them and was like really sorry, and they just gave me nothing. They were just like,
really?
Because the child was crying and they were really.
Oh, but all parents know that, surely.
They were pissed.
Yeah, but isn't that like a whole, hey, my kids can be terrible and your kids can be terrible and it's just being a kid, they don't know? Isn't yeah. that just
kind of
like...
Well, that's kind of, that's the sort of the way I'd approach it. But anyway, so I was very apologetic and then I just grabbed and I was like, they're not giving me it. So I'm going to, they look really annoyed. So I am just going to walk away and take Goldie away, of course, and she doesn't get to be at the end. So if you're listening right now, I'm really sorry that my child attacked your kid's face.
Are you sorry, though?
Well, no, I am.
Would you do it again?
No, I wouldn't. Absolutely. I didn't do it in the first place. The Tom, Lingy
and Loggy Podcast. Being my birthday today, falling on a Monday, we're going to go out for dinner just as a family tonight.
Yep.
But, you know, Monday's kind of, you know, everyone's back into the work week. So we thought Saturday afternoon, we get a couple of friends around and just tell the kids, come for a swim in the pool.
Well,
I knew you two were going to look at each other. I knew you two.
Sorry, did I? I must have missed a text message or an email maybe.
What? I mean, but you have kids, right? So yeah. It's kind of like, that's even worse.
Well, so yeah, they would have loved to have had a play.
I knew this is where you were going to take it.
Oh, brilliant.
Trust me, your girls would not have wanted to be there. There was 13 boys aged from 5 to 12.
Yeah. Well, that's Wombie's exact area.
Yeah, they're in the kind pool. Of children he likes to eat.
I knew you two were going to look at each other. Yeah. And get... Anyway, I'm
that's
sorry.
Okay,
I'm very, very
no,
sorry.
No, you're not. It's fine.
Do not be sorry.
A couple of friends came around, kids came around, just really casual. I said to Dodsy, yeah, no, invite everyone around, you know, 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. She goes, well, you realise if they come around, they're going to stay a little bit longer than 4 o'clock.
You can't give them
You
like
can't just give them that end time.
No, you can.
I'm like, all right, make it 4:30.
Yeah.
But, of course, it was a good afternoon. It was, you know, kind of a bit of rain, but it was still warm.
Yeah, yeah.
We fast forward to about 5:30, thought, okay, the kids have been playing in the pool all day, got to feed them. Pizza's easiest option we possibly can.
Yep.
So we rang up a pizza venue. Shall it remain nameless perhaps?
Well, it depends on how scathing you're about to be.
Either a good news story or a bad news story.
Okay. You work out whether or not you want to know the name of this place when I tell you this story.
Okay.
Dodsy rang up and said, can I get 15 pizzas? Yeah. Kids, adults, everything like that, feed them. Can we do your $6 deal?
Yeah.
Starting to get a clear idea what pizza place that might be.
No.
15 pizzas, $96. I think there was a $6 fee. So
yeah. Okay.
$90 plus $6, $96, no worries at all. Would you like to pick them up or would you like them delivered? Dodds, given we'd had one or two little drinks and just relax and go, can we get them delivered? What's the delivery fee? $200.
What?
$200.
I thought the extra $6 was for delivery.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What's the $6 for?
No, $6 was just a service fee or something.
Oh, that's for us to make your pizza. We're charging you to make aren't you charging me for the pizza to make the pizza?
That's exactly right. That was my, that straight away, that's what I said. $200. It worked out to be a per pizza delivery fee.
Oh, my
Jesus. Okay, pizzas are made for people that are like, okay, it's lazy, it can't be bothered cooking or whatever, but mainly parties, right?
Yep.
So it's always, I imagine, especially on weekends, more than 10 pizzas in one go. A lot of people are ordering.
So now I don't want to get this wrong. So it was $96 for the pizzas. The total then came to $200. So it's
$104. Oh, so $104. Still $104.
$104 delivery fee. I've got to get my facts right there. $104 delivery fee. Then they said, you know what? Asked his manager and said, we could do it for $150 total.
How about no?
So that was a $54 delivery fee.
What?
That's ridiculous. And that is silly.
So Dodsy, thankfully, said, sorry, can you explain this to me? And he's explained what it's a $6 per or roughly $6 per pizza delivery
Literally
fee.
No.
Double the price of the pizza.
Yeah. Exactly. So she said, so pizzas aren't $6, they're $12.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, but you can come in and pick them up. So we got the pizzas for $96 if you go in and pick them up. But if you want them delivered, be careful, everyone out there, it's another $6 per pizza for a total of around about $200.
Wow.
It's going to cost us.
I understand that things are getting tough and things cost more, right? Petrol and all that sort of stuff. But say what it is then. Exactly. It'll be a $12 pizza.
But you're driving anyway. if I order 3 pizzas, I ordered 10 pizzas. Yes. You're driving to drop them to me anyway. Why are you charging me per pizza for delivery?
Correct. And here's another little, just a little tip for all of our listeners out there too. This $6 pizza deal, you can't get it online because they can't charge you that massive delivery fee. You have to ring up, and you can get $6 per pizza.
This is,
you have to pick it up. Otherwise, it's $12 per pizza because the delivery fee is ridiculous.
So it's not every franchise. So this is sort of like, you know, how when people are getting in taxis at the moment and they're refusing to turn on the meter and saying, no, it's going to be $70 flat rate and I'm not turning. Like, that's, wow.
Yes. So we were looking at $104 for delivery.
So did you drop your name and then get it delivered for free?
No. No, he would have jumped in the car.
No. Sent the butler out.
Well,
16 Northos deep.
A couple of the other people who were kindly there went off and picked it up for us.
Oh, of course they did. Yeah, so they want to be invited back. That's what we have to do. Bring pizza.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It was Jimmy's sister's 40th birthday on the weekend. And I went with Jimmy's mum to I Love This Shop in Warren Ponds the weekend before. And we chose out some balloons and stuff, right? So I went there on Saturday to pick them up.
Yes.
And there was a giant 4 and a 0 and some other extra balloons, right? And they're great there.
Hmm.
And they really helped with your birthday last year, actually.
They did,
so
didn't
we
they?
Had the, what did we have for yours? We had the giant big balloon that says Tom turns 40.
40 on it, yeah.
But this time we went for the individual numbers, right?
Right, yeah.
And I used to work at a party shop. And so I...
You worked everywhere, man.
I know. I know. 70,
like...
I know. So random niche places.
In a different life, I was a traffic cop.
Well, I did used to work at the traffic cop office. Anyway, so I... one thing I forgot about working there is the actual enjoyment of seeing people try to shove balloons into their car.
Yeah, hilarious,
because
hey?
You don't think about this stuff.
No.
You go to pick up balloons and you think, I've got a beep beep barina. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, it won't be.
Easy fit.
It will not be fine. Okay. I literally had 6 balloons and a number and a 4 and a 0 and I was struggling.
Really?
And I was just like, it was kind of windy or whatever.
Just
and a
trying
great
to take off on you. And
beautiful gal who was sitting out the front having her break. She watched me struggle for a bit and she yells out, do you need a hand? And I'm like, thank you so much. No, because the last time I tried to shove 40th birthday balloons into a car, I smashed the boot of the car on my face.
Oh, so that's right. Yeah.
That was my sister's birthday.
Only
right?
Like a month ago.
Yes, and I've still got the scar. And so everyone at home kept telling me, whatever you do, don't close the boot on your face. And so I was really preoccupied with that. So it was kind of like trying to fit the balloons in. And people are trying to help me. Now I'm embarrassed, but I don't want to close the balloon on my face, but I don't want to lose any balloons. Man, always have a support person there if you're picking up balloons. That's what I was.
Why did you decline the help of this lovely person who asked?
No, because I was like, I was okay. You know what I mean? I was like,
where's the mother-in-law?
No, well, I was coming from Geelong back home to Ocean Grove.
So, you're bringing the balloons.
You know what
okay,
I mean? So
sure,
just,
sure.
Number one, always have a person with you. Number two, just realise balloons take up a lot of space in your car.
Mm.
Okay? I just need everyone to realise that. Okay?
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold. From krock.com.au, the latest news, the latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Everyone talking about Harry Styles concerts over the weekend. Feather boas have basically sold out across Victoria, really.
Yeah.
And Big W saw a massive increase in feather boa sales. But you may also see some hats at Bunnings flying off the shelves because he was wearing the famous $7 Bunnings straw hat. And now when you search for Harry Styles on the Bunnings website, the straw hat comes up.
Brilliant.
So that's well beautiful. Done to the market. Oh, Tom,
beautifully handled.
Thank you. You know what? I'm so proud of you because NBA is on the TV at the moment and you looked away and then you looked back at me to hear the story. Tom.
Hey, I'm engaged. I'm engaged in the show.
I'm very proud of you. What is this NBA thriller
I've
about?
Also already seen this bit of footage of Joel Embiid hitting a full court shot. He ran out of time, didn't change the result of the game. It's all good.
Okay, well, that's all right then. But no, I felt really chuffed then. I was like, oh, Tom's turned back to me.
Can I just, out of that thing that you're saying about the Bunnings hats and Harry Styles,
yeah.
Do you mean those hats have now sold out?
They haven't.
That's going to annoy a lot of people.
No, as far as I'm aware, of course, you can get more Bunnings hats if you like. But Harry did wear one on stage, and so everyone wants to be like Harry.
The full wide brimmed, or you know, they've got the what are they called? The little sort of little brimmed hats.
Do they really?
Yeah, they,
oh yeah, no,
no, this was the wide brim.
Wide brim, proper sun smart one.
Yeah, sun smart. Yeah.
The feather boas are the ones that have sold out. We were in the city in Melbourne Saturday evening. Sort of heading towards Queen Street along Collins, so like heading to the Spring Street end of the city and going the other direction towards, I guess, Marvel Stadium and Spencer Street and the train station there were just droves of people in like sequined cowboy hats and feather boas,
like
tiaras,
a flock of boas.
And also it was Mardi Gras up in Sydney, so we were saying there's a few Mardi Gras parties in Melbourne and stuff.
True, yeah,
so it could have been either or.
So there's a whole heap of they've got to make more feather boas, so they have to go and find a whole heap of flamingos.
Oh, no.
Pluck them.
No.
I knew that it upset her.
Pluck a flamingo. No. Let's try and say that on the radio. Wow, that sounded really bad. Pluck a flamingo.
No, oh my God, stop it. You're living on the edge.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
What, can I say it five times
fast? No, please.
No.
Please don't. I haven't. No.
Where's our dump button?
I've got it. Okay, go. Say it. No, don't.
I can do it. I can press the button if
but don't you have to wait? You might not cut it early enough.
Pluck a flamingo, pluck a flamingo, pluck a flamingo, pluck a flamingo, pluck a flamingo. obviously.
Loggy's just fainted.
Obviously don't pluck flamingos. That's awful.
Oh, my God.
What are we doing, guys? Not here to pluck flamingos.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.